The Tom Snyder Show.
It's time now for another day in the life of Sam and Jesse, Gum Springs, Arkansas.
What in the world's the matter with you? You've been dragging around here all day long. Are you feeling bad today?
No, Jesse, I'm just tired. I ain't getting enough sleep, I don't think, since I started watching that Tom Snyder show.
Well, my land, Sam, that blame thing don't come on till midnight. Have you really been watching that
mess? Yeah, I guess I kind of got hooked on it. Now, they got the strangest people on that show. Last night they had this woman on that believed if you ate Brussels sprouts, it'd keep your hair from getting gray.
Well, ain't that dumb?
I don't know. She convinced me. Then night before last, they had this guy that he wrote a book about it, I think, that the people that live in Lapland was the actual direct descendants of Noah. Ain't that weird? I never did follow that chart he's working on there.
Now, Sam, you'd be a lot more help to me if you just go on to bed at night.
Now, but them guests he's got now, they're about as good as them midgets on championship wrestling. For instance, last week he had a guy on who could actually talk to people who'd passed on. He actually talked to Joan Ark right there on the show.
Oh, come on now. Well, what did she say to him?
Well, she said that if I'd known it was going to make you so mad, I never would have said nothing.
Ain't that funny? I always thought her last words was, "I'm smoking more and enjoying it less." I think you better give up watching this late television and get you some rest.
Well, now, you're probably right, but I can't start that till after tonight. I gotta watch tonight. He's gonna have a woman on there who's got actual proof that the Comanche Indians invented penicillin. And then on the second half of the show, he's got a 7-year-old boy who's invented a new humane mousetrap.
A humane mousetrap? Well, what in the world does that do?
Well, when he catches a mouse, you see, it gives it a choice. It can either shoot itself or volunteer for the Canadian laboratories.